Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's live webinar with the topic Overcoming Maintenance Challenges in the Modern World. My name is Marcus. I will be presenting this live webinar today. I work in sales at Eagle Technology, and I look forward to delving into this topic with you today. So let's look at the topics this webinar will be covering. We will be looking at the five biggest challenges faced by maintenance managers today in the modern world. We will be looking at the latest technology and trends in the maintenance industry and how we can overcome the maintenance challenges with the use of a CMMS system. But it's based on our customer experience and the poll we have gathered with following statistics. We asked our clients, we always appreciate the feedback and the data that they can provide us. We asked our customers with the following question. What, in your opinion, is the biggest challenge one might face when trying to implement a preventative maintenance program? And we got some interesting answers. The highest rated answer was with staff resistance and training with 52%, followed secondly by 37% buy-in from senior management, and lastly, finding the right software, 11%. It's a very interesting poll because we could see that most of the resistance to implementing a preventative maintenance program was due to internal, with 89% coming from within the organization. It's a very interesting point to look at, ironically, actually, because implementing a preventative maintenance program will actually make everyone's lives much easier. So going from there, we're going to look at the five topics, the five biggest challenges in maintenance today. The first one is budget constraints. We all know how difficult it is to operate within budgets. Sometimes you spend too little or too much. Both result in some trouble. So we have to address budget constraints, of course. Then we have continued supply chain issues regarding, of course, COVID-19 and geopolitical issues around the world. Then we have unscheduled maintenance. This is, of course, the kind of maintenance you do not plan for, and when these things go wrong, it can be very difficult to find your feet and remain focused and get the job done. And it's, of course, very costly. And of course, we have meeting ever-changing regulations. These regulations continuously evolve and change because we want to offer the best kind of safety and practices. And of course, if it offer the most high quality end product to our customers we possibly can. And lastly, we have processes, implementation, and training. This, of course, refers back to our statistic we looked at earlier with regards to our clients' biggest challenges with implementing a preventative maintenance program is, of course, a bit of staff resistance and senior management that wants to that has to buy into the idea, of course. So we're going to start looking at these. The first one we're going to look at is budget constraints, and the first one we'll be looking at is a limited budget. So having a limited budget with regards to maintenance is, of course, a challenge to all maintenance managers. It's a very hard thing to maintain and to control and use your resources properly. Always staying within the restrictions of your budget. It makes it difficult for the maintenance department to fulfill their needs and to, of course, properly manage their assets and equipment. This, of course, links to unexpected expenses. As we all know, maintenance is an ongoing process which keeps increasing with time. In a lot of cases, maintenance managers must increase their costs and deal with emergencies like asset replacements and failure issues. It makes it very difficult for them to plan their budgets ahead of time, because how can they know what will happen in the future? This is, of course, a very big challenge. And of course, let's not forget about the increase in part costs. This is another major constraint affecting maintenance department's budget, and is an increase in the part costs. Inflation, of course, every year keeps making parts more expensive. And this, of course, puts pressure on the organization to achieve better results and to try and keep up with current times. This, of course, an increase in demand for spares further increases the cost. So this is kind of like a snowball effect on the increase of part costs. Let's take a look at the continued supply chain issues. In an article recently published by Liberty Street Economics, and I quote, they are saying, supply chain disruptions continue to be a major challenge as the world economy recovers from COVID-19 pandemic. Recent developments related to geopolitics and the pandemic could put further strain on the global supply chain. This is, of course, very true, and I believe there is not an organization that does not share this view or sentiment about what's happening around the world and how our supply chains have gone up in cost a lot to try and deliver product at the right time. So let's look at some key trends that are impacting the supply chain in 2022. The first one we spoke about already is the COVID-19 pandemic. It's being felt across global supply chains. There's not an organization that provides goods that does not feel the pinch due to COVID-19. And businesses are really struggling to get their hands on the goods they need and raw materials to produce and manufacture. This, of course, also links to production delays. The manufacturers are struggling to meet the customer demand because of production delays and the lack of critical commodities. However, the industry is not standing still at all, as you might think. It is evaluating and investing in its long-term supply chain strategies. This is paving the way for a new post-pandemic normal. And hopefully, if we take the right precautions, we'll be ready in future for different kinds of supply chain disruptions, as we don't know what the future holds, but to prepare is of utmost importance. So next, let's take a look at over-reliance on a limited number of third parties. Businesses really need to assess their supply chains and identify potential alternative trading partners. The current suppliers you might have might not be as reliable in future. Things change all the time, and their ability to supply can diminish or completely disappear. Therefore, we need to focus on third and fourth parties for ongoing risk monitoring. Next, we're going to take a look at doubling down on the technology investment. While it may seem challenging to keep track of all the moving parts in a supply chain, and it is no easy job, the aid and the use of advanced technologies can help our maintenance managers and supply chain managers have a better view of what's happening in the supply chain. And this way, companies can really save time and money by being proactive and responsive to disruptions down the line. Next, we're going to take a look at commodity pricing. As a procurement or supply chain professional, or whether you're in purchasing, it is really essential to stay ahead of the curve and understand the complexities of various commodities. Every industry has its own unique set of challenges and complexities. This will help you in leveraging necessary levers while negotiating prices, of course, as well as maintaining spending transparency within your organization. Transparency is, of course, very important, because the more your company knows what the current standing are in terms of your spending, the better one can plan for future spending and aid in areas where critical adjustments need to be made. Next, we're going to look at workforce and labor. Supply chains and manufacturing operations need a blend of physical and, of course, technological skills to sustain and grow in the modern world. As technology evolves, workers must be equipped with the necessary skills to also adapt to the modern world. So let's talk a little bit about unscheduled maintenance. Here are some statistics of the leading causes of unscheduled equipment downtime. They are aging of equipment, mechanical failure, operator error, lack of time for maintenance, and poor equipment design. Of course, leading the statistic is aging of equipment with 34%, is followed closely second by 20% mechanical failure. These leading causes result in three major results. They are lost production, expensive labor, and damaged equipment. So let's take a look at the first one, the loss of production. Of course, if there's unexpected equipment downtime, there is a loss in production. To avoid this, this is really essential to schedule regular maintenance and have a reliable backup plan for when these unexpected equipment downtimes do occur. Of course, followed by that is expensive labor. Unexpected equipment downtime can be very expensive for maintenance managers. Not only is there a cost of repairs, but there's also the cost of the labor required to perform these tasks. The people who are equipped enough to fix these problems usually have a very unique set of skills, and because there is an emergency situation, they usually have to work overtime and get equipment as quickly as possible. Of course, from a logistics side, if you want things to arrive quicker, you pay more. These are all adding to that expensive labor cost. And next, we're going to take, of course, a look at damaged equipment. So properly maintaining your equipment can minimize the risk of damage and keep your operations running smoothly, of course, so you don't have catastrophic failures or unexpected ones. To avoid costly repairs and replacements, it is really important to have a well-planned maintenance schedule. Unscheduled equipment downtime can result in damaged equipment and catastrophic failures on your assets or equipment, which are a lot more expensive than just doing the cheaper maintenance to prevent catastrophic failures. Now we're going to talk a little about meeting ever-changing regulations. Of course, we're going to have to start with the most important one, in my opinion, is health and safety. According to the Health and Safety Executive, also known as the HSE, and I quote, "Maintaining equipment and keeping work areas clean and tidy are key factors in preventing accidents." And I can't agree more with that. If things are put back to the places they were and safety procedures are followed, people don't get hurt. And this is, of course, a catastrophic thing that does happen sometimes. And we have to do everything we can to try and prevent that. Maintenance managers must understand the specific workplace requirements to ensure they comply to health and safety regulations. It's an absolute nightmare if people do get hurt. The fines are massive. The lawsuits sometimes happen. It really is crucial to let your workers and technicians feel safe and that they follow procedures to keep themselves safe. Safety first, and all the rest will follow. Talking about safety, we're going to talk a little bit about lockout and tagout. So what this is that maintaining equipment and machinery is critical to any part of a business to ensure the safety, as we spoke about just a little bit before. Many companies have specific maintenance regulations that they must follow. One such regulation is lockout tagout. This is a physical tag or lock that is placed on a panel or on the operator's entry into a machine or an asset so that that machine or asset or equipment cannot be used at all. It prevents miscommunication between different technicians where one might say the equipment is ready to work again, and it is not the case, and someone's maybe still working on perhaps a transmission or an engine for a cat loader, and something goes wrong, and once again we have a terrible incident or issue, and we don't want anyone to get hurt. So lockout tagout is a very good system, and just it prevents equipment and assets being switched on and perhaps putting someone's life in danger or exposing them to possible injury. And also very important, we're going to look at inspections. So maintaining your facility to code is critical for two reasons. Firstly, it is the law. We need to adhere to the facility code and maintaining our facility to that code. Secondly, adhering to maintenance regulations can prevent costly and dangerous accidents. Be sure to keep up with your local codes and guidelines from your state or municipality. Of course, they vary between different locations. Being proactive and diligent in your maintenance practices can really ensure for a safe work environment. Well, let's talk a little bit about processes, implementation, and training. First, we're going to talk about manual processes. Maintenance departments still use manual processes to manage, for example, schedules, inventory, and work orders. This approach can no longer keep pace with the demands of the modern world. In an industry, the manual processes can be a thing of the past. And we all know manual processes, they seem to take long. We make human errors. They have staff training costs. There's data entry which isn't consistent, and there's a reduction in the sharing of information. So we need to get these manual processes to the point where we can automate them. And of course, by doing that, we can implement such a system. So some processes should be transitioned to a more automated approach in maintenance management. This can help improve the communication, organization, and of course, accuracy within the department and the whole organization. Three manual processes that could easily be improved with automation are the scheduling of your work orders. And let's say, for example, creating part lists for a conveyor belt system that perhaps failed. It can automatically generate parts which will be applicable to the repair of that conveyor belt system. And of course, lastly, automating the dispatch of technicians, which will be able to implement these repairs and make sure they're done correctly the first time. Managers can save time and avoid potential mistakes by transitioning to an automated system. Also, another thing with manual input of data is that work can get duplicated, which is not efficient at all. And also a very important part is the staff training, of course. So we need to provide our staff with training. It's one of the most important aspects of maintaining a successful maintenance operation. You must provide comprehensive training programs to ensure that your team has the knowledge and the skills necessary to keep your equipment and assets running smoothly. Training your team members on the latest tools and techniques can help them do their jobs more efficiently and effectively. Also, empowering your staff with training makes them feel more a part of what they're doing, and it motivates them to do things better in the future. It's valuable to try and take our human resources and develop them to a point where everything is done as efficiently and effectively as we possibly can. Let's talk about technology and trends in the maintenance management industry. So in the past, a lot of things were done manually, but now fast forward 30 years since the internet has started, and we're at a point where there are a lot of tools that can be used to improve maintenance. So we're going to take a look at four of them today. And the first one we're going to take a look at is data analytics and insights. By harnessing data, you can gain valuable insights into your maintenance processes and make more informed decisions about where to allocate these kind of resources. The data can be analyzed and to, of course, identify trends or patterns, leading to much better decision making. This, of course, helps you to be more competitive in the market compared to those that do not utilize data. The next one we're going to talk about is sensor technology. So machinery and other physical assets often require regular inspections and preventative maintenance to avoid downtime and ensure safety, as we spoke about a little bit earlier. To help manage these tasks, many companies are using and turning to sensor technology. Sensors provide real-time information about the condition of your equipment, which can help maintenance managers plan repairs and upgrades much more effectively. Mobile and cloud solutions is another perspective to look at. In today's digital world, it is more important than ever for business to have a mobile and cloud-based solution for their maintenance management needs and requirements. By moving to a mobile and plant cloud-based system, companies can improve communication, as well as, let's say, the collaboration among your team members, while gaining real-time access to critical data. And having access to real-time data helps with making real-time decisions. And this, of course, helps a lot with maintenance in general, especially when something unscheduled or maintenance tasks that could have not been planned for, unplanned maintenance, they can really help by having real-time access to critical data to try and do these things as effectively as possible. Another trend is the Internet of Things, also called IoT, continues to grow in the market space and evolve in maintenance management. The Internet of Things devices and applications can connect to equipment and systems to the internet. They can collect data and they allow for remote monitoring, as well as optimization and, of course, better control to be able to view this data from anywhere in the world and to be able to prompt relevant staff to help keep things, everything going as efficiently as possible is, of course, a major, major positive. This allows, of course, for increased efficiency and safety and sustainability of your operations. Next, we're going to take a little look at CMMS trends. So CMMS is moving from an emerging technology just a few years back to an absolute universal software, an absolute must, I would say, to if you want to remain relevant and competitive in the modern space. So the best talent in the industry wants nothing more than an efficient way to make their jobs easier. The use of the CMMS is now a universal software, meaning that a new maintenance technician, meaning that as new technicians are hired, they would likely know how to operate a computerized system. So even though you might use pen and paper or spreadsheets for scheduling work, your workforce definitely has the capability and knowledge to use a CMMS system. And they will most likely thank you for implementing a CMMS because it will make their lives so much easier than using manual processes like we have done in the past, and can start to phase out with the software and the powerful tools we have to our availability today. That links, of course, to big data tools and analytics. These are essential tools to use artificial intelligence and other analytical tools. Showing how much value your company gets from a CMMS is getting more and more accessible every day, thank you to big data. The ability for an organization's past maintenance information to be imported into their future will make it so there are possibly no breakdowns in the future. And with visualization software constantly improving, you can now create dashboards that show off all the new power in one place. I'm talking about KPIs and different graphical ways of representing maintenance and custom KPIs as well, so we can keep improving and moving forward till we reach a point where no breakdowns happen anymore. And we can use previous data to become more accurate and more analytical with data in the way that we approach maintenance. So of course, links very well to mobile application improvements. Handheld mobile devices have not been so popular in maintenance management in the part, as you might think, but part of this is due because the software has been challenging to use on these devices. Until recently, things are starting to change. As mobile devices become an essential part of everyday life, technology is catching up and improving on these devices. And mobile application for maintenance, especially for technicians, is an absolute, I would say, must, and really, really helps a lot to let everyone know what everyone is busy with within the maintenance department and making sure the inspections and the maintenance and the work does get done. And these mobile solutions make it a lot easier for the maintenance managers to just fill in the info on their mobile device and submit it, then it gets updated to the maintenance manager's computer, which is using the same CMMS software. And this way, work doesn't get duplicated, the work gets done, and breakdowns start to fade more and more as maintenance is continuously being kept at an optimal position of performance. Let's talk about the overcoming of maintenance challenges with the use of a CMMS. The first one, of course, would be budgeting. A CMMS can automate and track your tasks, parts, and even inventory, helping you keep your costs down. Now, doesn't that sound fantastic? Additionally, a CMMS can help you optimize your scheduling, ensuring that your critical equipment is always up and running. Forecasting, a CMMS can really help you predict when components will start wearing out and need to be replaced. So you can order them in advance and save on inventory costs. Because as we said earlier, part costs just keep on increasing. So if you know which ones to buy and you can buy them earlier, why not? Just of course at inventory levels where it doesn't increase warehousing or storage costs. Additionally, CMMS can help you identify trends in component failure rates, so you can take corrective action before too many machines break down at once or before a catastrophic failure happens. This of course saves costs and a lot of headaches within the maintenance department. Predictive maintenance is a newer approach to maintenance. This uses data analytics and machine learning to predict when a component will fail, allowing you to take preventative measures. A CMMS can help you implement predictive maintenance by tracking historical data and recommending preventative maintenance tasks. So continuously, we can see here again, we are taking on the task of maintenance more intelligent every day by using data and machine learning to make the way we approach maintenance so much better and more effective. And we can always be proactive this way and not reactive, because reactive costs a lot of money. Proactive is peaceful, costs less money, and your production is always at a maximum. Inspections. The CMMS can automate creating and managing inspections. Inspections are just as important as regular maintenance checkups and maintenance tasks. By creating inspection schedules and tasks based on your specific buildings or equipment, assets, systems, you name it, you can rest assured nothing will slip through the cracks. And by using the reports generated by the CMMS, you can track the progress and, even more, identify the areas that need improvement. This can save time and make the process much more efficient. Of course, let's take a look at staff training. Maintaining an efficient CMMS system requires and weighs strongly on well-trained staff and carefully implemented processes. If your staff uses a CMMS and they constantly update the data accurately and the inspections and maintenance are being done, that CMMS system will work wonders and be so much better compared to old methods where we used manual ways and we didn't have ways where we can track and use KPIs to see what's really going on in real time and have a good idea of what's going on in the maintenance department. So training your staff is absolutely crucial. Here we have some statistics here for the most used maintenance management systems. The one leading with 50% is CMMS, also known as Computerized Maintenance Management System. Next, we have at 29% manufacturing scheduling system. At 18%, we have computerized calendar. For example, let's say Microsoft Outlook. And then we have lastly at 8% enterprise asset management tools. All that being said, this concludes the webinar for today. I thank you so much for joining us today. It really is fantastic to share this information. And please feel free to contact Eagle Technologies to hear and learn more about our software called Proteus MMX, a very flexible and robust CMMS system, which will help you with your maintenance challenges and can be integrated very easily to your industry and your requirements. We do personalized one-on-one demos. Also, feel free to contact us via our email address, which is sales@eaglecmms.com. And we'll be more than happy to assist you and learn more about the challenges you are facing within maintenance in your industry and how our software can be a solution to those challenges. So maintenance is not a headache anymore, but just a continuous process where it's kept at an optimum, so your production is kept at an optimum. Thank you for your time and have a fantastic day. And thank you for attending this webinar.